Morning. Today I'm going to tell you a story of an old couple who lived in a pigsty. Pigsty? Are you serious? How can someone live in a pigsty? Yes, they lived in a pigsty. And woman was always complaining. Noise that was made by those pigs. She was always cribbing and telling her husband, "Oh my God, what a place to live. I just don't want to live here. Why don't you get a better place for us to live?" She was always cribbing about things they didn't have. But old man was a calm man. He was always happy with whatever they had. One day, woman told husband, "Husband, I'm bored of eating these normal vegetables. Why don't you go to sea and catch some fishes? I want to make something yummy from that. I want to cook some fish curry with that." So old man said, "Okay, dear, I will go to the sea and will try my luck." Now he went to the sea. He could catch one fish after a long struggle. The fish came out, gloop, 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 and it told to that man, "Please let me go. I have little kids waiting for me. You won't get anything by eating me. I'm so small." So old man was a kind man. So he just said, "Okay, you can go back." And just dropped it back. Fish went back. And old man tried his luck again. But he couldn't catch any fish. He was in no mood to try again. And went back to home. Empty-handedly. Old woman said, "Where is the fish?" Man said, "Oh dear, I could not catch any fish." "What? You couldn't catch anything? You're of no use." "No, no, no. I did catch one. It told me to let me go." "What? It told you to let you go? Hey, wait a minute. It told you. It means it could speak. Oh my God, it was an angel fish. Did you ask for a wish?"
"No, I could not ask for any wish."
"Oh my God, such a stupid man you are. Go back and ask for a wish."
This time, old man went to the sea and he said, he was singing a song. "Oh my dear goldfish, please grant me a wish. My wife's name is Elizabeth. She is wanting to live in a better house."
"What?
A better house?" Fish came out, said, "What happened, old man? What happened to you?" He said, "My wife, she is done of living in that pigsty. She wants a cottage. She wants to live in a cottage now." So fish said, "Okay, I'll grant you that wish." And went back to the sea. Old man came back and saw at the place of pigsty, there was a beautiful cottage surrounded by a beautiful jungle. The place was really nice. He could see wife sitting in the lawn and sipping tea with some warm cookies. Yum. Old man said, "Wow, such a nice place. I'm really loving it." And wife said, "Yeah, please come have some tea. I made this tea for you. Please have, and I've made these fresh cookies for you. Please have them." And then old man was really relaxed. They lived happily for next 24 hours. Next morning, woman got up and said,
"Oh my God, what a place to live. I don't want to live here. It's so lonely. Nobody's around. I want to live in a better house, in a better neighborhood."
Husband said, "But all you wanted was a beautiful house. Isn't it lovely?"
"Yes, it is lovely, but I really want a better house. I want a better neighborhood. I want a terraced house. I want a terraced house in city of Bangalore."
So old man said,
"Oh dear, we are fine living here." "You don't know anything. You just go back to that angel fish and ask for a wish."
Now this time, old man again went to the sea and said, "Oh, my dear goldfish, please grant me this wish. My wife's name is Elizabeth and she wants to live in a terraced house in city of Bangalore." Fish came out and said, "All right, go back. Your house is ready." And husband, when he reached back, he saw that he was living, the place was in middle of city of Bangalore. He was living in a house in Indiranagar, and it was a beautiful terraced house. Wow, this is such a lovely place. And wife was standing on the terrace, waved her hand and said, please come up. We can see the view of the city. Wow, such a lovely place it is. I don't like it. Ain't you liking it? And men went up on the terrace, and then they had tea together. This time, woman was really happy. They slept and lived happily for next 24 hours. Next day, woman was away again complaining. She said, oh, what a place. Always these neighbors. Always just looking into our houses. I don't like this place. And too much of pollution, too much of noise. Hum, 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 pop, pop, pop. I just don't want to live this place. Husband said, but you wanted to live in the metro city. Isn't it a nice place? No, I don't like living here. I want to live in a castle where nobody will disturb me. I will live with my servants.
All right.
Now go back. What are you doing here? Go back to the sea and grant me that wish. This time again, husband went to the sea and asked for the wish.
Sis said, oh, my dear goldfish, please grant me a wish. My wife wants to live in castle. So fish said, all right, go back. Your castle is ready. Again, there was a beautiful castle, and Elizabeth was standing in one of those tombs and was just waving her hand. Please come here. Look at this, husband. Such a nice castle. This is a beautiful place. Wow. And you can find a room somewhere in the corner and you can live there. It's a big house. We don't need to live in one room only. We can live anywhere. And there was a huge dining table. Delicious meat was served for dinner and they had it. Husband thought life is cool. It was not. Again, they lived happily for next 24 hours. Next day again, wife was complaining. Oh my God, I'm done of living in this deserted castle. I want to live in a palace and I want to become a king. Hey, wait a minute. You're a woman. You can become only a queen, not a king. Oh, I want to change my gender. I want to become a man and I want to become a king now. And I want to rule the world. Go and ask for that wish. Grant me this wish.
Again, oh my God, this time man was a bit tired and just told the fish, oh my dear goldfish, please grant me this wish. My wife Elizabeth, she wants to live in a palace. So fish said, all right, dear, go back. Your palace is ready. He went back. There were lots of people around the palace and so many servants, so many maids. Wife was just sitting and there were many kings of different countries, China, Arabia, different countries, and they all were sitting in the court and queen was sitting. They all were listening to her. It was not queen anymore. He was a king now. He said, husband, you're no more my husband. Now you can find a place anywhere in the corner and you can live there. If you want to sit here, you can. You're welcome. Husband said, okay, sweetheart, take care of yourself. Went back to a room and just tried to sleep. This time he didn't even have dinner. Got up in the morning, he thought life is cool. But no, it was just for next 24 hours. And wife again came and said, listen, I don't want to live in this palace. Now I want to rule the world. I've already ruled the world. Now I want to rule all the galaxies, everywhere. And I want to become God. What? You want to become God? Have you lost your mind? Yes, I want to become God. I'm done of being human being. Just go and grant me this wish. This time, when back to the sea was angry. The waves were high up in the sky. Fish came, said, what do you want now? He said, dear goldfish, my wife's name is Elizabeth. Now she wants to become God. What? She wants to become God? What do you mean? Yes, She wants to become God.
All right, I'll take care of it.
And husband went back to the house and saw there was no palace, there was no castle. There was again that pigsty. And woman, his wife, was sitting in a chair in the garden. Pigs were playing around and woman was sipping her tea. Oh dear husband, please come. Let's have tea together. I've baked some nice cookies for you. Oh my God, such a lovely place is this. Husband was surprised. He was really surprised seeing this kind of behavior, the changed behavior of the old woman. And now he realized that anyone who is calm, anyone who is composed, and anyone who is satisfied in life is actually equivalent to God, because he doesn't want anything in the life. And after that, they lived happily ever after.